What aren't you telling me?
I have nothing left to tell. I've told you the truth.
Booker Chauncey is dead. So is Caroline. You expect me to believe both of them died on the same night with no correlation to each other?
I didn't know Mrs. Chauncey was dead until after.
Who do you think did it, Jamie?
I don't know, Sheriff. Could have been any of them.
What do you mean by that?
I mean it could have been January, Emile, Leo, any of them.
January has been cleared. She didn't leave this police station all day. Emile is still under questioning due to his proximity to the crime, but he seems to honestly have no idea what happened to Booker. Leo Daisy is the toughest case. What do you make of him?
I don't know anymore.
He was the last person to talk to Caroline while she was alive, and every doctor reported him leaving the nursing center at 12:30, muttering about finding Booker. Booker was killed at
1:01 a.m., I remember. Stabbed 6 times in the chest, some between ribs, piercing the lungs and the heart. He was hung from the stone archway preceding the Melody Method Church and bled out.
You sound tired. Are you finally ready to speak?
Maybe it's Leo. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it was you.
Look, I swear.
No more, Mrs. Nicecop. Look, Sheriff Grunt. Everyone knows you and Booker hated each other.
He questioned the way I conduct my job.
And now he's dead.
Listen to me right now. You are nothing in this town, Jamie Locke. A stranger, a traveler, a student. You don't even really have any friends. If something were to happen to you, no one would care.
Is that what you told Booker before you stabbed him to death?
Sit down!
He was a good man. He wouldn't have hurt anyone. I don't understand.
Abby, some FBI detectives are here.
What? Did you call them?
They said they got an anonymous report and came to help out. It was handed down to them by their superiors or something. They're demanding to talk to the crew.
Who do they want to see first?
Who do you think?
Me? But I've been here for hours. I'm tired. Sheriff, please.
Send them in.
You can go, Sheriff. We'll report back whatever we find to you. You're not needed in the room anymore.
You can't just kick me out of my own interrogation room. Who do you think you are?
Sheriff, you don't want to do this with us.
Fine. Starla, come on. We'll talk to the others.
That won't be necessary any longer.
Is this the girl?
Looks like it. You're Jamie Locke, right?
Yeah.
I'm Detective Winter Truesdale, and this is my partner, Detective Summer Blackman.
Hi. Can I have a lawyer?
Sure. Summer, call that Elspeth woman.
Lena Elspeth?
Yes, she's the town-appointed lawyer for this case.
No, wait, please, I don't want her.
Get
please.
Off of me.
Please, detectives. I take it back. I don't want a lawyer. I'll answer all your questions.
All right. Take a breath.
I want to go home.
I'm sure you do. You've been here a while, huh?
7.5 hours.
Jesus, what kind of police department are they running here?
Summer, I think you're scaring her.
Sorry.
Jamie, I want to let you go home, but I need to understand what's going on with you first.
I can't trust you with that. I'm sorry.
No, I get it. You don't know me. I'm not asking you to trust me. Just tell me what happened. Go through the motions. What were you doing on November 4th?
I woke up on the church dig site. I've woken up there every night for the past 2 weeks. I started sleepwalking, and that's where I go every time. I walk on the site, then through the forest, then back home. Later that morning, I went to the dig site.
With a lighter, right? That's what the intern, Anathema White, told us.
Yes. I was planning on burning the church down.
You want to explain that to me?
I can't tell you any more than what I already told Anathema. I hate that place, and I want it to be gone.
Kid, you're looking really suspicious right now.
I can't tell you. I don't know if you're who you say you are.
What makes you think that?
Because I don't know if anyone here is who they really say they are. As far as I know, all of you work for him.
Him?
I can't tell you his name. If you're not a part of this, I don't want to make you a part of it.
Winter, can I have a moment?
Mm-hmm. What's the deal?
We're not getting anything out of her. She's too upset, too tired. I mean, she found the guy's body.
I want to let her leave, but you and I both know that control freak of a sheriff isn't going to let her go anywhere.
So we let her sleep in there. We can keep an eye on her. She can get some rest.
All right, all right. Who's next on our list?
Hello, Mr. Daisy.
Sheriff, I've been waiting for you for hours. Where is everyone? What's going on?
Like you don't know.
I don't! No one will tell me why I'm here. I want to see the others. Emil and Jamie and January and Booker. Let me see my friends. I really need to talk to Booker.
Booker is dead.
What?
Don't look so surprised.
No, wait, no. He can't be.
Stop with the acting. I'm getting tired of...
Sheriff Grunt, it's our turn.
Jeez, you people. This is my station.
We hold the authority here. Get out.
Detective Truesdale, tell your friend to back down.
Take a hike, Sheriff.
Who are you? Where's Booker?
He's dead. You murdered him.
He was murdered?
Sheriff, out!
Please, tell me what's going on. Booker can't be. I promise.
I'm so sorry, kid.
Stop it. Stop lying to me. He can't be gone. He can't be.
Your name's Leo, right?
Yes, but I...
Leo, he's gone. I'm sorry.
But I promised Caroline. I promised her I wouldn't let anything happen to him. He was my friend.
I know.
Wait. Why am I... Why did the sheriff say I killed him?
Most of the people here believe it was you. It's widely speculated it was a member of the Dixite crew, as no one else would have known Booker was at the site. January Lauterbach never left the station, Emil Thornbrew was here at the time of death, and Jamie Locke was with Anathema White, driving to the site. The hospital records you as leaving when Caroline Chauncey died around 12:30. That would give you time to kill Booker and leave the dig site before Jamie and Anathema arrived there. You arrived at the police station at 2.
I was looking for him because his mom had just died, and I had to be there instead of her own son. The only thing she talked about was how much she loved him. Begged me to protect. Oh no, no.
Hey.
I failed her. It was the only thing she ever asked of me.
Sit down.
I have to see my friends. Please.
Leo, please sit.
I'm telling you the truth. I promise.
Leo.
I want to see Emil. Please let me out of here.
They told you to sit down. Get off of him.
What?
Just tell them the truth.
I didn't do this. I didn't.
Get off of him.
It was what needed to be done.
You broke his arm,
that
Sheriff!
That was an accident.
Get out!
I was trying to help you.
No, you're just trying to push your own idea of justice. You heard Summer. Get out.
Fine. Deal with it on your own.
You're okay. Let me see. You're okay.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean...
I know. Shh. It's all right. You're okay.
We need to get him to a hospital.
We'll be absolutely pummeled by Abby Grunt if we don't get into those other interrogation rooms. This will happen to the rest of them unless one of us is around.
I'll stay. You drive him.
Give her hell for me. Watch out for the rest of them.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Leo, come on. I'm going to help you.
Excuse me?
Yes?
They're going to talk to Emil next. He's in room 14. You can get there before they do.
Isn't the deputy your mom?
That doesn't matter. Just go before they get here.
Hello. Who are you?
My name is Detective Blackman. You're Emil?
Yeah. Emil Thornbury.
Tell me about yourself and your crew. Try to give me a better idea of who you people are.
There were 5 of us. Me, Leo, Jamie, January, and Booker. We all started working together last year. Jamie is in charge of heavy labor, I'm head of tools, Leo's our artifact specialist, and January is our religious specialist. Booker was the council member overseeing our project. That was his job, you know? But he didn't see it as a job. He really cared about us.
I'm sorry that we have to do this right now. I know it must be hard.
No. I mean, no, don't be sorry. It's not hard. It is hard. I'm really tired. And it was my fault. It was all my fault.
Why do you say that?
He was waiting for me, but I ended up going earlier and forgot to tell him if I hadn't left him alone there.
Why was he waiting for you? What were you doing?
We were working on a project.
What sort of project, kid? Come on, you gotta give me something so I can help you.
We were trying to help Jamie. She's been... A lot of things have happened lately.
Do you want to tell me about this body you found?
I've already told the sheriff everything I know about her, which is honestly not much.
What do you think about Leo Daisy?
He didn't do this.
How can you be so sure?
I know Leo really well. Better than well.
How long have the two of you been friends?
It's not that simple.
I'm sorry?
We're not really friends. Friends is the wrong word.
So, what? Co-workers? Acquaintances?
We haven't really labeled it yet.
Ah. And how long have you been dating?
We've gone on one date.
Don't you think that...
I would appreciate not being called biased, Detective Blackman. I know Leo. I know he didn't do this. He can't hurt a fly, and he loved the Chaunceys. He was close with Caroline, and out of all of us, the closest with Booker. Can I please see him?
I'm afraid he's in the hospital.
What?
Sheriff Grunt broke his arm.
I'll kill her. I swear to God, I'll...
Hey. Take a breath, kid. He's gonna be okay. My partner, Detective Trousdale, is with him.
Wait. Are you from the FBI?
Yes. We got an anonymous
call
on... Leo
was the one who called you.
What do you mean?
The code. The FBI connection. That was mine, but he made the call.
Why? Why did you call us?
Jamie, something is seriously wrong with Jamie.
Wrong how, Emil?
She's seeing things, getting tattoos that appear out of nowhere and won't go away. She even has your name.
Okay, I get that grief can do strange things to people, but this isn't funny.
I'm not joking. I promise I'm not joking around.
Try to understand how... ridiculous what you're saying might sound to me.
I get that, but go to the site. You'll understand. That place is wrong.
I'm finished with this.
Detective, wait.
What are we getting into here?
Who are you?
Detective Summer Blackman. You January Lauterback?
Yes.
How are you doing, January?
I don't know how to answer that, but thank you for asking, I guess.
Tell me about Leo Daisy.
He didn't kill Booker.
So I've heard. Why not?
Leo's a good guy. He can be intense and overprotective and dramatic, but he cares about people. I don't think he could ever actually hurt anyone, let alone Booker. They were close. They used to go to lunch and hockey games. They were good friends. He was closer to the Chaunceys than all of us.
Do you understand that Leo's relationship to the Chaunceys may be used against him?
I understand it doesn't really matter what we say about him. The sheriff is going to pin it on him no matter what.
You don't seem too teary.
I guess I'm not the type.
Were you and Booker close?
Yes, very. Do we have to talk about Booker?
There's something you'd rather talk about?
How are the others? How's Jamie?
I shouldn't tell you that.
Please... I'm worried about her. She's been having a bad time anyways, and seeing Booker like that, Jesus Christ. I don't want to think about it.
She's not doing well. She's very tired.
You should let her go home.
Battling with your sheriff isn't something we can do right now if we want to continue to have access to the case.
We?
Yes, my partner Winter and I.
Winter and Summer? Like Jamie's tattoos?
Not you two.
You've heard about the tattoos already?
Your friend Emil was rambling about them.
Is he okay?
He seems a bit delirious, to be honest with you. If he had phrased his words about the tattoo as calmly as you did, I would have probably been more inclined to believe him.
And Leo?
He's with Winter in the hospital.
Oh my God, why?
Sheriff Grunt broke his arm.
I hate that woman. You know who hated Booker? She did.
She did?
Yes! He was arguing with his boss about it.
Who was his boss?
Lena Elspeth, head of the council. I don't know much about her.
Jamie Locke freaked out when Lena Elspeth was mentioned. You know what the deal is with her?
Lena threatened her job a few weeks back. Booker defended Jamie.
Why was her job threatened?
Booker found her sleeping in the woods adjacent to the site.
I see.
Have you ever heard of a man named Henry Author?
No, why?
He's Jamie's weirdo professor. He sent her human sacrifice cases to review for her degree, but sometimes the cases are things like home invasions, but he still labels them human sacrifices. He won't answer any of her questions. I think he might have something to do with this.
Something like what?
I don't know. I barely know what I'm doing here.
Who would know?
Jamie. Jamie would know. Jamie was also close to Booker, so she's more than just scared. She must be really upset, too.
You seem very worried about her.
Detective, your partner is asking for you.
On my way out, deputy.
Detective?
Yes?
Leo didn't do this.
I'll keep that in mind.
How did those interrogations go? Learn anything useful?
A few things.
Like?
Leo and Jamie were closest with Booker, specifically Leo. Both January and Emil attest that there's no way Leo would be capable of something like this. January mentioned a man named Henry Author, and both January and Emil mentioned Jamie has been having severe mental health issues, and strange tattoos have been appearing on her, including some with our names.
Any actual evidence to clear Leo's name?
Nothing, but they both seem very convinced there's no possible way it could have been him. Especially Emil. He asked to see him.
Leo mentioned Emil as well, multiple times on the way to the hospital. Are they together?
That's what Emil told me.
And the tattoos? What's that about?
No idea. I think we ought to see if she really does have them.
I've got a feeling that Jamie Locke knows more about what's going on than everyone in this building does.
I've got that same feeling.
What did we walk into?
It's hard to say. How's Leo's arm?
I can't even tell if he cares about his arm. He wouldn't stop talking about how he failed Caroline Chauncey.
You're getting that tone in your voice.
What tone?
The sisterly one. You don't think he did it either, do you?
He's not reacting in a way that would suggest to me he did.
You always take to the underdogs.
Sometimes the underdogs deserve someone on their side.
Well, he's lucky to have you.
Thanks. Jesus, I need a drink.
No time for that now. We need to go talk to the sheriff.
That is the last thing I want to do, drunk, sober, or otherwise.
We've got to do it for Leo, if not for anything else.
You're appealing to my sisterly instincts in order to make me do something, and I don't like it.
Come on, Winter. Stop stalling.
Fine. Let's go.
Jay Short as Jamie Locke.
Caleb Burgess as Leo Daisy.
The Ocean Lavelles as Emil Thornbrew.
Sophia Weaver as January Lauterbach.
Abby Ogden as Abby Grunt.
Olivia Shelton as Anathema White.
Avery Smith as Starla White.
Bonnie Calderwood Aspinwall as Summer Blackman.
Morgan Champagne as Winter Truesdale. Ritualistic Podcast would like to acknowledge that we create our stories on stolen land. The land we occupy belongs to the Eastern Shoshone and Goshute peoples. This episode was written by Morgan Champagne.
Sound designed by Jonas Stone.
And the theme was composed by Sophia Weaver.
Come on, Winter, stop stalling.